kept in at the blue line, driven down low by the Buckeyes. 2:46 to play here in this first period. Mack got stopped out at center by Sadik. Sadik finds Dahlquist. Dahlquist back inside Bemidji State zone. Nice little pass there to Paige Beebe. She'll chop it ahead. Here's a 2-on-1 for Bemidji State. A shot. Oh, Paige Beebe gets stopped. Rebound out in front. Another big play to go. Sylvia Perrault from her back puts in the rebound. That's goal number 2 on her career. She's got 2 goals this weekend. Her first career goal came yesterday afternoon. Today she puts in her 2nd. Beavers lead 3-2. The junior of the Thief River Falls. What a great story for Sylvia Meralt. She's worked so hard to get back on the ice after being off for a couple of weeks with an injury. And they have 2 goals in 1 weekend, including her first career goal as a junior. That's incredible. Now, that same thing happened for the Minnesota Gophers this season. One of their juniors hadn't scored her career goal. And now I'm talking with Dan Hammond from the Gopher Radio Network. It was pretty exciting to see those upperclassmen get their first career goals.
Assisted by number 19, Haley Mack, and number 6, Riley Fawcett. That's Meralt from Mack and Fawcett at 17:36 of the first period.
Buckeyes buzzing around that net of Dieters. Nice big defensive play there by Bree Jordy. She has had some great stops on defense this season. Very impressed with Bree Jordy. Another member of that Thief River Falls Prowlers team that I believe went to the state tournament. Her, Emily Berglund, and Sylvia Meralt, all from Thief River Falls, played on a state tournament team. Meralt and Berglund, juniors, and Jordy, a sophomore, so they know how to play hockey up there in Thief River Falls, that's for sure. Beavers lead 3-2 with a minute 32 left here in the first period. Meralt from Fawcett and Mack at the 17:36 mark. That gave the Beavers back that lead.